3D printers are moving beyond their initial novelty stages. Researchers at Penn State are using them to print cartilage that could be used to replace worn-out knees, ankles, and elbows. WPSU intern Becca DiGregorio took a peek inside the lab.
What's this?
That's the droplet.
Oh, wow.
For a lab, Dr. Ibrahim Osbalat's place of work sure has a lot of printers, 6 3D ones to be exact. He's showing them off to a couple of visiting physicians.
This was a custom design by a company for us. So it has like four nozzles, four different materials can be inkjet. It's like, you know, printing paper, you know what I mean? Printing ink.
Except the ink is made of cow cells, which Osbalat and his team at Penn State's Huck Institutes of the Life Sciences are printing into patches of cartilage tissue. Why? Because if it's possible with cow cells, it's likely possible with human ones. And if it's possible with human ones, they could be on their way to creating the first long-term cartilage repair method. Amon Dewan is visiting the lab to check out the process.
I mean, in 2016, you think about it, you have a cavity in your tooth or a defect in your tooth. You think nothing of going to the dentist and getting a filling, and you think nothing of that. But yet, if we have a hole in the cartilage in our knee, we have no solution for that.
Dewan is an orthopedic sports surgeon with the Penn State Hershey Bone and Joint Institute. He says 3D printed implants look promising for injuries often endured by athletes and manual laborers, leaving damaged cartilage in places like the knee or elbow. Physicians are currently replacing this cartilage with gels, but gel degrades over time. Osbalat says that's where 3D printed implants come in.
With this approach, with the 3D printing approach, we have the capability of making things in a more precise manner. We can control the shape easily. For example, you need a square one, you need a circular one, you need whatever shape that you request from us, we can make it.
This design flexibility is essential to printing cartilage, which has a complex architecture that Osbalat says 3D printing can accommodate.
So articular cartilage has some compartments, like zones. So the superficial zone, middle zone, and then the deep zone. When you look at this organization, it's something that you cannot really make manually.
The process is a relatively quick one. The team can print the cartilage in less than 10 minutes and mature it in just a few weeks. Osbalat and authors from Iowa State, University of Iowa, and Harvard published a paper about their 3D printer method this summer, but he says his implants have a long road of human trials before 3D printers make it into the operating room.
Yeah. So everything that we made on the paper was just a prototype version of you know, from basic research. This is just basic research, just showing everything is doable with simple settings, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Regardless, on the recent lab tour, Dewan, the sports surgeon, and fellow Hershey physician Timothy Mosher were impressed by a video of a 3D printer laying down one cellular ink droplet at a time.
This is pretty cool. Very cool, actually.
I'm WPSU intern Becca DiGregorio.